Hey, Stellar Woman fans, I'm your host, Mary Rectoris.
And I'm your co-host, Mila Taylor. Stellar Woman shines a light on female leaders making their mark in tech. For this episode, we have a lot of bases to cover. We're going to talk about our fave memes from this year, bring in this year's Stellar Women Innovation Award winner, Stephanie Clerkin, and give an update on what's coming down the pipeline for 2020.
This year has been really big for Stellar Women. When the podcast really came to fruition 2 years ago, we were just really getting our feet wet in the podcasting arena. But now the podcast has gotten some upgrades. We have a co-host, Mila, here.
Woohoo!
And we really solidified what we want the podcast to hit on and the direction we want to take.
Yeah, we really want to talk to leaders in the field about empowerment and have candid conversations about how they got to where they are, any challenges they overcame, and why they believe it's important to mentor young professionals in the field.
We want to thank all the women that we've had the privilege of featuring on the podcast. So big, big thank you to Chris Sahlstrom, Joanne Traub Robinson, Amanda Fennell, Kelly Friedman, Peg Giannuca, Rebecca Grant, Caitlin Grismala, Tara Ickes, Trisha Johnson, Jiraiya Lerendi, Mary Mack, Chris McKinney, Joy Morrow, JC Schoen, Mimi Singh, and Judy Torres.
We've loved building the Stellar Women community. These women represent a few of the many Stellar Women that make up our industry. Our nomination page is actually live, so if you think of someone that you want to nominate, we're going to put the link in the show notes, so make sure to check that out and nominate someone over there.
Cool. And heading into the third season of 2020 of Stellar Woman, we are super pumped to welcome Stephanie Clerkin. She won the Innovation Award for Stellar Woman this year at Relativity Fest, so we're super excited about that.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. How's it going?
Just getting back into the swing of things in this new year and trying to get things moving along.
I know. I feel like it's been a real uphill battle
to
get in the swing of things post-break. Cool. So diving into questions here, just some background for listeners who might not know about Relativity Fest. It's our annual user conference, and we've had people-centric innovation awards for the last 2 years. So Joy Morrow is our first ever winner of Stellar Woman, and Stephanie is our second winner. So Stephanie, what did winning the Stellar Woman Award mean to you?
First of all, I just want to say thank you both for coordinating this entire Stellar Woman program. I've had so much fun getting to work with you guys. So honestly, the support I've received has been unbelievable and just very uplifting. I'm still blown away by the amount of emails, you know, calls, messages, social media shout-outs that I have received and keep receiving from people across the world. So in this industry, life can be consumed by fires and nonstop deadlines, and frankly, could be a thankless job at times. Hearing all these positive comments from the community makes me feel like I'm appreciated and supported and more motivated than ever. So one of my favorite messages I've received so far came from a female CEO that I've never met in a completely unrelated industry. She's in the fashion world, 1,000 miles away, and she messaged me on LinkedIn to say, "I don't know you, but I love seeing incredible women just kick butt. Thanks for setting such a brilliant example for all us women." And I thought that was just so cool, the reach that this is getting. I constantly encounter women who I admire for, you know, their intelligence and tenacity and leadership in the field. And I don't think I've still fully grasped that thanks to this award and this program that I may be one of those women people admire now. But that said, I'm determined to take full advantage of this exposure and platform to pay it forward and help other women, whether it's through, you know, technical training, mentorship, allyship, being a sounding board to bounce ideas off of, or just playing psychiatrist as someone to vent to.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, we're blown away too.
Yeah, like, I'm like speechless for the first time.
Someone in fashion.
It's just so cool. Like, and I
yes, I was really excited by that.
I think what's also nice is like, and I go through this a lot, like when someone does a good job or someone does something cool, you just think in your head like, wow, that was awesome. But one of my New Year's resolutions is actually to make sure I tell that person whether I know them or not. So if I see, like, especially women, so if I see someone, you know, at Relativity or another company who does something awesome, instead of just saying to myself, like, good job, I'm going to make the effort to actually send them a message, because kind of like that story, it's just so great when you just feel heard and seen by anyone else, whether in the industry or not. So that was so awesome. That's a very cool story. Thanks for sharing that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But kind of building on this topic of paying it forward, what is something that you think this program can do, as well as the legal tech industry and even other industries? But what can we do to elevate each other, especially women in technology?
Say, advocate and encourage. I know these words tend to get overused as buzzwords, but really encouraging women in the industry, or any industry again for this matter, to speak on webinars and present at conferences, post blogs, you know, do these podcasts and white papers is one huge way, I think, to elevate women. My first ever speaking engagement was at Relativity Fest 17, actually, and would not have happened but for a colleague encouraging me to submit my session idea and overcoming my fear that it wasn't a good enough idea. You know, overcoming this imposter syndrome is still something I work on today, and I'm sure I'll keep working on for years. But also, you know, secondly, you know, keep highlighting and supporting women in the industry. Stellar Women and eDiscovery is a perfect example of this. You know, the career and industry advice I've learned from listening to the podcast, it's been incredibly valuable. I've also got to know the names of some of the big, you know, players in this industry. Like, who can I reach out to that I want to get to know more and learn from? Women in eDiscovery is another amazing resource. You know, I direct people to the Women in eDiscovery groups all the time. And while there is not an active St. Louis chapter, I know many ladies and chapters across the country and keep up to date on, you know, what they're accomplishing. It's also great to see how many men are part of those Women in eDiscovery events too.
So kind of moving along, but on the same sort of tangent, at Relativity Fest, Women in eDiscovery and Rel Wow put on a luncheon, and you were on the panel with the other Stellar Women finalists. You talked about how you and fellow ILTA committee members work to bring more female speakers on board. Can you talk about that process and ILTA's plans for next year?
Sure. So some background is I was on the litigation support conference planning committee for ILTACon in 2018 and 2019. And as I mentioned on the panel, the majority of litigation support session speakers were female. We're still proud of that accomplishment. And while I'm not on the planning committee for 2020, I still know quite a few people that are, and having a diverse mix of speakers, especially a male-female, you know, breakdown is still a top priority. I mean, within ILTA, there's also a group called Women Who Lead, and the Women Who Lead group is planning, looks like, to be their busiest year yet in 2020. I mean, there's more details coming out on programming next month, but, I mean, be on the lookout for, you know, webinars, podcasts, half-day events. I'm currently working on a half-day Women Who Lead event in St. Louis this summer. Still working on, you know, the speakers, but we did it last year, and it was so well-received. Not just, you know, the ILTA community wanted to do it. Like, our whole legal community in St. Louis wants to be a part of it. And then there's also going to be a Women Who Lead session at Legal Tech next month, if anybody is in New York for that conference.
Cool. And what's awesome. That session going to be on?
It's going to be on Tuesday, I want to say, at 11:30. And it's about how do you turn it off? How do you separate work-life? So work-life balance tips, tricks. How do you unplug? I think that's the title.
So you also mentioned when you were on the panel that increasing the number of female speakers wasn't done by excluding men. And I think that's a really interesting point and something to look at. So Stellar Women is about including female leaders and their allies, both male and female. So if we have any male listeners out there who want to be an ally for women in the field, what advice would you give them to start the journey?
So my ILTACon committee, you know, we had a majority of female speakers because the best applicants received were female. It was not by intentionally excluding men by any means. And I wanted to, you know, that's a big point, because you don't have to exclude somebody to include somebody else. But for advice, you know, begin the conversation. Make it known that you want to help. And if men reach out, ladies, let's help them understand the disparities in the workplace. You know, explain how they can help. They may not know how to help yet, but you can help them understand. And also a big point is, I think, avoid criticizing men or anyone for that matter who makes an effort to be an ally. don't discourage them when they're trying to help.
I love that. There was like a couple quotes in there that like, I want to get tattooed on my face. That was just
Cool. So looking into the new year, Stephanie, what's something you're stoked about?
And this is one of those other great questions that are always tough to answer, especially because 2019 has been it's going to be a hard year to beat between, you know, winning this award and I received like the Elta Young Professional to Watch award as well. It's a tough one. I mean, in the short term, I'm looking forward to attending, you know, I mentioned Legal Tech next month in New York, and finally getting to meet some of my legal industry friends and colleagues in person that some of which I've spoken to for 5 years and we've never formally met. So I'm looking forward to meeting some of them. Some other, you know, 2020 goals is ultimately I'm planning to complete 2 more relativity certifications to get my master's certification, which I may be crazy, mm-hmm. but it's on my radar depending how forgiving my work schedule is in 2020. Personally, I'm helping plan potentially a big family trip for my mom's milestone birthday. And we've never gone on a family vacation outside of Missouri. So I'm actually really looking forward to that.
That's so awesome.
Where are you thinking of going?
Most likely somewhere with a beach. So thinking Florida at the moment, but TBD.
That's awesome.
That's so
I'm jealous.
Fun.
We've talked about it forever. So it's one of those, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah, happy
sometime
birthday to
this
mom.
Year.
In May. We have a couple months still.
I want to go off script. So, Mary, I'm going to ask you, what are some of your New Year's resolutions?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Both I want personal and professional.
Well, personally, I have a couple. I want to learn how to do crow pose, and I think I know the technical nature of it, but I'm too scared.
What is that?
It's like a yoga pose where you kind of like balance on your triceps. One, I don't think I'm strong enough, but two, one time I fell like 3 years ago trying and haven't tried since.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And I also want to write outside of work, like more creatively.
It's like how to do anything that, you know, uses work skills outside of work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like when I get home, there's just so much to do because
right.
I have a lot of shows. So
same. I've got a lot of shows that
especially
I need to catch up on.
Right now.
Right now is crazy with shows.
And then on a professional basis, I'm really excited to take on more of a producer role, which is my new role here on the creative team, which is really thinking through the different programs we put on, like the Stellar Woman podcast. We're also doing a docuseries on social justice called On the Merit. So really starting to build those programs and strengthen them as we head into 2020.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, 2020 is going to be great. We want to thank Stephanie so much for joining us on the podcast. Thank you, Stephanie. And we have some news we want to talk about for 2020. So we're opening the nomination form that you can access in our show notes on the Relativity blog. And these nominations are twofold. Candidates will be eligible to be podcast guests on Stellar Woman. And they will also be eligible to be a finalist at the Relativity Innovation Awards in the Stellar Woman category.
Nominations will be open through early spring. We will announce the finalists leading up to Relativity Fest 2020 in September. And then at Fest, we'll announce the winner at the Innovation Awards ceremony.
And with that, for Stellar Woman, I'm Mary Rectors.
And I'm Mila Taylor.
Signing off.